Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Me and Ben are completely sports inebriated off the Mo Bamba hype train. We'll get into it at 5 o'clock. Got some good Dallas Cowboys stuff at 4:20. But, Ben, we have a special guest joining us in the studio. The Byron Nelson is moving, and this is the first year at its new location. And here to tell us why they're doing it and what the tournament is all about is Eddie Moore. He of the Byron Nelson, one of the tournament head folks, tournament chairman. And Eddie, thank you, first of all, for joining us in studio.
You're welcome. I appreciate the opportunity to tell everybody about the move and about where it's going to take place and about the differences that they're going to experience when they come to the new golf course. So we moved the golf tournament to a new golf course called Trinity Forest in southern Dallas. It's actually closer to downtown Dallas than the Four Seasons was. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know that because they've never been out there. One of the reasons that we moved out there was we had a chance to continue to grow the golf tournament. The proceeds from, like, growing the show. So the proceeds of the golf tournament go as the primary funding source for our mission, which is the Momentous Institute, which serves about 6,000 kids in Dallas every year. Plus, we do services for teachers and mental health professionals across the country and try to serve 100,000 kids every year indirectly through them. So that's what this golf tournament goes to benefit. In order to continue to grow the golf tournament, we were looking for opportunities. The city of Dallas had a landfill in South Dallas that they needed to fix. They connected with the PGA Tour and AT&T, which is a great corporate sponsor, and they decided if they could turn this into a world-class golf course, then we could bring the Byron Nelson back to Dallas. But one of the important points is that the Byron Nelson started in Dallas really in 1968 at Preston Trail, and then we moved and we were in Irving at the Four Seasons for 35 great years. Over the time, we raised more than $155 million for Momentous Institute. Wow. But we needed to keep that going and keep that growing. So they talked to Ben Crenshaw and his partner Bill Kaur, and they looked at that piece of property after it was cleaned up, and they decided that what would work on that property was a links-style golf course. And because it's a links-style golf course, which may be slightly counterintuitive, it's certainly unique for Texas, there are more places for people to see golf than ever before. The golf course in Irving was shaped a little bit like a link sausage. This golf course is shaped like cordwood. There's golf in front of you, golf behind you, and to your left and right. There are more venues that we've constructed, and we've constructed venues not only for people in corporate hospitality, but also for general admission ticket holders who come. There's air-conditioned space for general admission ticket holders.
Okay, I'm really intrigued by this. The word, you know, just hearing landfill, I'm just like, what? What is that? I don't know how they work. So how does the landfill work and get turned into something else?
So the city went in and spent a lot of money in order to clean up what was in the landfill, neutralize it, and they put a clay cap on top of it. Then they put topsoil back on that, and then they wanted to see if a golf course could be created from that kind of venue. And that's when they brought in a bunch of designers, and Ben Crenshaw had the idea to use it as a link-style course. The clay cap prevents them from using trees or have lakes on it. They don't want anything to penetrate that clay cap. And as a result of the links course, which is a course that most people have only seen in Scotland, someplace like that, you play the course in front of you. You're not trying to dodge trees or avoid water, and the ball bounces and rolls different ways. And there's more than one way to play each particular hole. And that allows the other opportunities for spectators that we've never had before.
We're talking to Eddie Moore of the Byron Nelson about the move, what the new course is like. And so I would imagine, you know, the golfers that are going to play in the Byron Nelson come to town the week before and they get used to it. But I'm assuming since he lives here, has Jordan played this course quite a bit? Is he going to have an advantage over other golfers?
Jordan's a member at Trinity Forest Golf Club, and his teacher, Cameron, has a teaching center out there, and he's out there quite a bit. But what's happened over the last year or so is that PGA Tour players, many of whom live in North Texas, as you know, have gone out to the course during the year, try to get an understanding of it. But we've also sent out drone videos and a video made by Jeff Ogilvie of how to play each hole shot by shot to try to generate interest. And what we realized is there was already a lot of interest amongst the players, so really wanted to answer their questions.
Okay, this sounds really cool. And so if there's no trees and there's nothing on the landscape, there's no water, how do you – I mean, I guess how much space is between the hole? I mean, are balls going on other holes all the time, or
there are native grasses areas that were created in between the holes. And Trinity Forest and Ben Crenshaw, working in conjunction with the Trinity River Audubon Center, recreated the old Blackland Prairie for a variety of reasons. Obviously, we all want to be environmentally conscious of an area that once was a landfill, but also by doing this, you're saving water. And you're creating a landscape that's not only beautiful, but it rebounds from weather or from foot traffic, whatever. It bounces right back. Earlier this year, they were filled with bluebonnets, and now they're filled with Indian paint and buttercups. I mean, it's almost shocking when you go on this golf course.
Okay, let's talk about, because for the longest time, you know, when I've been to the Byron Nelson many times before, and it's a big social event. I mean, there's the people who are serious about golf and follow the golfers, and that's also a place to be seen and hang out. So is the spectator experience different here? How is it different, or is it just like the same old Byron Nelson?
So some of it is extremely different, and then some of it we wanted to recreate so that people would be comfortable when they went on the course. Literally, when you walk through the main entrance, the first thing you're going to see is the pavilion. So we've got a pavilion. We've got a kid zone and all the things that I think people are used to, so they're going to feel comfortable. But once you walk through the wall of trees of the Great Trinity Forest, that's when everything changes.
Yeah.
And that's where you see 18 holes of golf standing in one spot from the northeast corner of the golf course. It's crazy.
It is crazy. And one of the things KT brought up is, how does this work for TV? Like, you know, because usually the way a golf course is set up, there's real easy, obvious places, but there's not a lot of space a lot of times. And so I'm looking around going, I don't know how this works for television.
We started working with CBS a year and a half ago, and they started to do part of our survey for building the venues. They were following along with us to figure out where they're going to put their cameras and their towers. And some of the towers are in unusual places. I think we're all familiar with seeing those camera towers directly behind the green, looking directly at the tee box, and they've got some towers now in between holes in some of these large areas with the Blackland Prairie. It's going to be fun.
You know, there's a part of it, and just getting an opportunity to play the course. So there's a part we talk about. There not being trees or water. There actually are trees. Like it's
the perimeter.
I think it's hard to, until you've been there, to really explain to everyone. You are literally in the middle of a forest, and we're like, oh, we live in Dallas, we don't have a forest. No, literally, it is in the middle of a forest.
Well, that's another great thing that we're going to have the opportunity to do. So Dallas has the Great Trinity Forest. It is the largest urban forest in North America, and literally no one here knows about it.
I've never even heard the term urban forest.
So it's over 6,000 acres of forest that most of the people that live north of downtown are absolutely unaware of. Mm-hmm. But once you go just south of downtown or along the Trinity River to the south, I know as you came down there, you started seeing, whoa, look at all these trees. Look at this beautiful area. It's shocking.
It's incredible. It's almost like, at the zoo, there's sometimes, you know, a lot of big trees. There, I found myself while playing the course, not only am I looking around at the other holes and things like that, but you take all the time and you're just looking into the woods and into the trees and just wondering what kind of wildlife might be out there. Like, it's really incredible.
Well, so the western and southern borders of the golf course is the Trinity River.
Yeah.
And around it, it's a wall of trees. We're really looking forward to a couple of the holes where we've got venues on one side, the wall of trees on the other, about the volume that's going to be created when exciting things happen. When Jordan Spieth comes through and he's playing well, when Sergio Garcia, which is one of our all-time favorite players, comes through and he sinks a putt, it's going to be loud. And on this golf course, every other spectator on the course is going to know about it.
Okay, you brought up a great point. This is Eddie Moore, the Byron Nelson. Also, Eddie, want to remind you, we're going to do Around the Wildlife at 5:40 as we talk about this. Okay, so there is a point where we were on the course, and one of the guys with the tournament said, listen, you guys hear that? and it was nothing. Like, it was dead silent because it's out in the sticks. And so that's going to work to y'all's advantage that there's not all this other noise besides whatever's going on with the tournament.
There's no hustle and bustle that is apparent once you're on that golf course, but it's only 8 miles south of City Hall. It's something that most of us haven't experienced. And what we're really excited about at the Salesmanship Club of Dallas is bringing 250,000 or more people down to a part of Dallas that they have never experienced. Yeah. They'll have the same feelings that we did when we saw it. It's beautiful. It's something you want to find out about. And that's the fun part.
So the only sport outside of baseball that has more people stuck in their old school ways is golf. So people don't want you to move their cheese. So you've picked up all the cheese and you've moved it. So how hard has this been, this process, or has everybody find out about it? They're like, oh, great, we're moving. This is going to be awesome. Has it been challenging?
Very few people have said what you just said, mm-hmm. that, oh, boy, this is going to be fun and exciting and new and different. And, you know, people by human nature are resistant to change to begin with. Mm-hmm. And we had a great 35-year run in Irving.
Yeah.
It's a great city, great people. They did a lot for us. We're grateful for that. But we had a chance to go big. And we think this is going to do it for us. What I've had to do with my team over the last year is tell everybody where they're going to park. Tell everybody how long the shuttle is going to be, where they're going to get out, what they're going to see, what they're going to have to drink, all those kind of things. Please don't wear high heels. You know, all those kind of stuff that it starts to make sense. I've heard this all before. So the bus ride from our general free parking this year is 12 minutes. And you know the bus ride from the old Texas Stadium red lot to the Four Seasons? 12 minutes.
Right.
And so it's going to seem the same.
Right.
It's just you're pointed in a different direction.
Well, we're very excited about it. We're looking forward to it. Club 362, where you can go up and see, can people get in that, or is that like super VIP stuff?
So that's a part of our shared hospitality package. We have some ticket pack available there to sell, but our corporate hospitality is now sold out earlier than ever before.
Wow.
We've already broken all of our sales records. People in Dallas are excited about the opportunity. I think they're going to give us one chance to make a good first impression. But Club 360 is surrounded by glass in the middle of the golf course. It's the highest elevation on the course, and you can literally see all 18 holes from inside at the bar.
In the air conditioning.
In the air conditioning.
At the bar.
Yeah.
Drink in your hand.
That's right.
I'm sold.
Can I go with you, Ben? I want to go to that and hang out in Club 360.
I can help you with that.
Well, yeah. Eddie, hey, coming in person's awesome. We really, really appreciate it. We, of course, will be looking forward to covering the tournament and getting everyone hype on it. And, you know, the way we are on this show, we certainly hope Jordan wins the first Byron Nelson at the new spot would be pretty awesome.
We're very fond of him. He's a fine person and a great player. And as a Tolo, I can't tell you how excited I am to be here with y'all today.
Excellent. Woo-hoo! Thank you so much, Eddie. We will have you back. That is Eddie Moore. Hope y'all are getting as excited about the Byron Nelson as we are. It's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.